What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer for tonight, Jack Stern, he is holding it down for us in New York City. Man, it's the JR Sport Brief Show. New time, right? I can still say that. I haven't even had a full week worth of shows yet. New start time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means I've been hanging out with you for 1 hour already, and we've gone through a lot. We talked about the coaches who got the boot, Arthur, no longer head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. We talked about the other head coach who got the boot today, Ron Rivera, unfortunately for him, no longer head coach of the Washington Commanders, and no shock in either one of these moves. And then in a few minutes, we'll discuss a guy who still has his job in Bill Belichick. Thank you so much as well to Lionel Willingham for joining us from Washington, D.C., from 106.7, as he gave us some additional insight as to what might take place in Washington, D.C. Already pretty different that Joshua Harris he's looking for basically a president of football operations. He's enlisted Rick Spielman, a former president of the Minnesota Vikings. He's bringing in Bob Myers, yes, former GM for the Golden State Warriors, just to have some There's more minds in the room, different perspectives, people who have been champions, people who have had success as he tries to build things the right way. And so the Commanders, they need a president. Potentially they need a GM. They need a coach. They're selecting number two in the draft. The Washington Commanders, we know they need a quarterback. Sam Howell is not that guy. They need everything. And then here in Atlanta with Arthur Smith, yeah, they're going to need a new head coach. They're going to need a quarterback, somebody who can actually a tandem that can deliver the ball to all of the weapons that the Falcons employ, Bijan Robinson, Pitts, London, and what have you. And then right before we went to break, we took a look at some of the NFL wild card matchups for this weekend. We got all week to get into it. We know Miami's going to be taking on Kansas City. We got Cleveland led by Joe Flacco versus the rookie QB and C.J. Stroud. And then by the time Sunday rolls around, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Buffalo Bills. We have Green Bay taking on Dallas in Dallas. And then we have the Los Angeles Rams. How about this? We'll get into this matchup. Taking on Detroit. This is a grudge match, right? These are two QBs who were traded for each other. Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff. Matthew Stafford obviously winning himself a championship when he stepped onto the scene with the Los Angeles Rams. And then you have Jared Goff, who we thought was being sent to football Siberia. And then we have the Detroit Lions, who have completely turned things around under Dan Campbell. So we got plenty of time this week to get into the wild card matchups, and then we'll probably touch a little bit more, you know, as the show goes on. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And later on, we'll get into Draymond Green, who's returning to the Golden State Warriors. And he said for a minute there he was getting ready to retire. We're going to talk about Nike and Tiger Woods no longer being in a relationship. We are now less than an hour away from the start of the college football national championship. Washington taking on Michigan down in Houston, Texas at NRG Stadium. And so we'll have an opportunity to take a look and talk about that. But before we do anything else, there were two coaches that got fired today. Could have been more. And then there's another coach who's still around. There's another coach who has gone absolutely nowhere for now. And his name is Bill Belichick. Everybody's favorite coach. Not. Okay? We know about the success of Bill Belichick. Became the Patriots head coach in the year 2000. A man has been in the building for damn it now going on 24 years. We know about the 6 championships that he was able to win with Tom Brady. Certain people will never let you forget that. And then we know about the 2 other ones that he picked up as defensive coordinator of the New York Giants. I guess it helps to have, I don't know, Harry Carson, Lawrence Taylor, you know, Carl Banks. But I can go on and on. Bill Belichick is one of the most successful head coaches in NFL history. When it's all said and done, I mean, depending on how long he coaches or where he coaches, he might pass Don Shula for most coaching victories of all time. He already has 31 postseason wins. That's more than anybody in NFL history. I told you about Mike Tomlin having 17 straight seasons without having a losing season. Well, Bill Belichick, this man has had 19 winning seasons from the year 2001 to 2019. Bill Belichick is a winner. I'm not going to sit here today, right now, this minute, and debate with you because people love this one. It's so easy to do. Bill Belichick wouldn't have been nothing without Tom Brady. And Tom Brady did all of this for Bill Belichick. Well, yeah, he did, but somebody had to coach the team, okay? Somebody had to lay the foundation. I think any head coach, and this includes Bill Belichick, worth a damn, will tell you, I ain't winning nothing if I don't have a great player. It's just facts, okay? I think we can get that out the way. Now, having said that, we've seen Bill Belichick coach garbage. Especially of the past several years, as Bill Belichick has pretty much been the general manager. The buck has pretty much stopped outside of owner Robert Kraft. The buck has stopped with Bill Belichick. Who's running the offense? Is it Joe Judge? Is it Matt Patricia? He's co-offensive coordinators. Bad idea. Going into the NFL draft, looking at wide receivers, grabbing a guy like N'Keal Henry. Oh, yeah. Bad idea. Bill Belichick. I guess Mac Jones was hand-delivered to him from Nick Saban. And Mac Jones, who looks like he has now run out of leash with Bill Belichick. Bad idea. The New England Patriots, after losing to the New York Jets yesterday, yeah, the team that Bill Belichick refused to coach for, the New England Patriots finished the season with a record of 4-13. At one point in the season, they were on a 5-game losing streak. They came back from Germany, and there were all of these reports that Bill Belichick was going to be done when the season ended. I mean, even as recent as yesterday on Fox, there were reports that Bill Belichick is good as done before his team even stepped onto the field. And we noticed yesterday's matchup against the Jets was meaningless. The Jets actually beat the Patriots, something that happens, I don't know, every other leap year. And Bill Belichick is supposed to get fired today, but he didn't. Bill Belichick had a press conference earlier today. And we know his press conferences are legendary because he's grumpy, because he's a jerk. He's not trying to share anything with you. He don't want to say nothing. But today, in speaking to the media, there was a difference. Bill Belichick was asked about his future, and he didn't necessarily punt on it. To take it a step further, Bill Belichick was asked about his contract. Now, that is something that Bill Belichick never discusses. That's something that he never opens up about. But today, he did. And Bill Belichick, he made it very clear. Hey, when it comes to my status, being the dude who runs the team as the coach, I'm under contract.
I'm under contract. Do what I always do, which is, you know, every day I come in, work as hard as I can to help the team in whatever way I can. So that's what I'm going to continue to do.
He's going to do what he's been doing until he is told differently. And I told you the buck stops with Bill Belichick, right? Over the past several years, the owner, Robert Kraft, especially after Tom Brady went down to Tampa Bay, Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl, and Robert Kraft is looking at, like, Bill Belichick saying, what's up with your draft? Why am I writing checks for guys like Jonnu Smith and the team still sucks? Why am I spending money like it's a magic eraser for your poor draft? Is Bill Belichick still going to stick around? Is Bill Belichick still going to be coach? Is Bill Belichick still going to have the final say when it comes to personnel decisions, when it comes to roster building? Are they going to bring in a GM, a president? We have no idea. But Bill Belichick said, I'm just going to keep doing my thing until somebody tells me to stop doing my damn thing.
I'm going to do everything I can every day to do the best I can to help our football team. That's what I've always done. It's never been any different for me in my career. I learned that lesson from my dad growing up. You work for the team that you're working for and do the best you can for them until somebody tells you different. So that's not going to change.
Yeah, he basically was asked, would you be willing to adjust your role? Are you willing to do something a little bit different to stick around here with the New England Patriots? And that was Bill Belichick's response. So he hasn't been fired. And he's to have meetings, maybe potentially multiple meetings with owner Robert Kraft. And so what does that mean for Bill Belichick moving forward? Is he going to be the coach? Is he going to cede player control? Is he going to cede management decisions as being GM? Like, what's going to happen? That's hard to believe now, wouldn't it? That Bill Belichick, who's been running the show over the past several years, he's been running the show when it comes down to personnel, that he going to listen to somebody else? That he's going to have a boss not named Robert Kraft? I don't know if that's the adjustment that a Bill Belichick is willing to make. The dude is what? 71, 72? You've had the success that he's had. Who's going to tell him anything? At this stage of his career and life as a head coach, wouldn't Bill Belichick want to have the final say? And yeah, he's made mistakes. He's a human being. I told you about the disaster between co-offensive coordinator Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, who's running the team, being so secretive about it. He's failed the past couple of years. That's facts. But is he going to swallow the medicine from Robert Kraft when he's told this dude is running the team and you have to coach him? Does Bill Belichick want to coach a team that he doesn't have a final say over? Or is he going to have to work in tandem with somebody? There is no such thing as working in tandem if you got to go out there and make the team work. Bill Parcells said it perfectly. We know Bill Parcells employed Bill Belichick. You want me to go in the kitchen and make you the best possible meal, but you're not allowing me to go outside and go shopping for the groceries? You're going to go to the 99-cent store and bring me in the food, and you're expecting me to serve you up some high-quality steak? It doesn't work that way. There's a difference between a bologna sandwich and a steak. There's a difference. That's not to say that's what's going to happen in New England, but I can't imagine a world where Bill Belichick is going to say, oh, yeah, let somebody else pick the players. I'll have some input, but I'll just coach because this is what I want to do. All good things got to come to an end. The writing was on the wall. It was the beginning of the end when Tom Brady said, all right, I'm out. I've had my share. You know, and if you look at Tom Brady's personal life, none of my business, it played out publicly. Like, man, he don't got no problem leaving, or maybe his wife had no problem leaving him. But I think we all notice you live long enough in life, sometimes you want to change. Change is good. Tom Brady did the same damn thing for almost 20 years with the same damn guy, and he left. Sounds normal. Relationships change. People change. After a while, you want another challenge. You want something else. It makes sense. And Bill Belichick stuck around, and he had Cam Newton. And even with that bum-ass team that could not generate offense, they still went out there and went, what, 7-9? Whoa, that team sucked. They won that many games because of Belichick. And then they got Mac Jones. And then Mac Jones stunk. And now Belichick is older. Robert Kraft is upset at the drafts and the coaching and the personnel and the contracts. It's time to cut bait. I don't know how many meetings Bill Belichick is going to have with Robert Kraft. They could have met today. They could meet again tomorrow and Wednesday. They could take a break and get to next week. This is done, folks. I don't see no bounce back where the New England Patriots got Bill Belichick hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy with fill-in-the-blank quarterback. That takes too long. And sure, yes, I know we can't keep using C.J. Stroud as the ultimate example. Everybody ain't going to work out like that. It's more realistic that the Patriots are going to take years to get back to championship contention. I heard someone on television reference, what does it take for the Patriots to get back to being a dynasty? What? I don't think any team looks towards success and says, we try to build a dynasty. A culture. You try to bring in winning players. And if you do that and you have success, then maybe a dynasty happens. You don't plan or build for it. The New England Patriots just got to build to be winners. And I think this relationship between Belichick and the Pats is done. What is there to figure out? That it is done. How do we finish it? How do we dissolve the marriage? Do I get traded somewhere? Do the Patriots get draft compensation? Where do I go? What power do I have over the next team? What is the next team? What is the best option? Is it going out and coaching a team that has a quarterback and Justin Herbert? I think that would make the most sense. I know people are talking about Washington. I don't think so. You got to go somewhere that's already intact with something that you might be a little bit more familiar with. Less nuts and bolts. I could see Belichick in L.A. Let's put Belichick in a Hawaiian shirt. Let's get rid of the torn sleeves hoodie and put him out on the West Coast. You know, Belichick was not born with the New England Patriots. You know that, right? Had to coach the Giants. Had to go through the ups and the downs. The city of Cleveland hates this guy for what he did to Bernie. Goes to the Pats, and luckily for him, if we want to call it luck, Drew Bledsoe gets knocked the hell out by Mo Lewis, and boom. Tom Brady. In the past 20 to 24 years, it's been a stretch that we will probably never see in our lifetimes again. The NFL, for however long they'll be around, may never see it again. Lightning in a bottle. And Bill Belichick can't catch it again. He can only try to go out in the best possible way before he gets the boot. I don't think Robert Kraft is going to say, hey, Bill, you're fired. They're going to figure out how to dissolve this over the next week, over the next couple of weeks. And I would be more than surprised. I'd be shocked into high hell if Bill Belichick was on the sidelines next season for the New England Patriots. I would not bet on that. It's over. It's time to move on. And that has to be what they're figuring out right now. Tom Brady's sitting at home getting ready to broadcast. And Belichick, he needs to think about his next destination. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Go Coach Herbert. That's what I'd be doing. Trying to figure out how the hell do I get to the Chargers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I got to tell you about another relationship that has been dissolving and now it's over. It involves Tiger Woods. It doesn't involve a blonde. It doesn't. I'll tell you what Tiger Woods broke it off with on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to the phones momentarily. I need to let you know that you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Right before we went to break, I told you about Bill Belichick. We know Arthur Smith fired. We know that Ron Rivera fired. Bill Belichick not fired. And Bill Belichick, it appears, is going to have a series of meetings, potentially with the owner Robert Kraft, as they, I guess, try to figure out his future in New England, if there is to be a future in New England, and to what extent it will involve or not involve Bill Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. I have some news that I will share with you regarding Tiger Woods. But first, let's talk to Matt. Matt is calling from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good afternoon, JR. How are you doing, sir?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
I got to listen to your rant about Mr. Kraft and Bill Belichick and the dynasty, and I'm not going to go down the, you know, you already mentioned Tom Brady doesn't need Bill and Bill doesn't need Tom, and I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. I'm an Andy Reid fan through and through, but I guess why I was calling, had Tony Dungy had a stayed in, do you think he would have been the same caliber had Mr. I think it's James Irsay or Irsay from the Colts, the owner?
Jim Irsay?
Yeah, Irsay or something?
Irsay.
Do you think that Mr. Dungy would have been, because I love Tony, do you think he would have been where Bill Belichick is now? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, JR. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you, Matt, for calling from Arkansas. I don't know about that. I mean, you think about this. You got to have a quarterback if you're going to go out there and win. And if we got to think about Tony Dungy, who finished up with the Indianapolis Colts in, what, 2008? And then decided to call it a wrap? What was he going to get out of Peyton Manning? 3 more years, 4 more years before Peyton Manning needed his neck surgery, before Peyton Manning had to miss an entire season, before Peyton Manning had to go on to Denver. So, no, I don't think it's – Bill Belichick has had Bill Belichick's career. Thinking that we could just plug anybody else into it is nuts. The next guy who will move into the upper echelon of coaches, we have no idea who the hell that guy is. We don't. I mean, okay, yeah, we got Andy Reid, who's kind of right there, and he'll start climbing up the mountain. If I were him, I wouldn't leave until Patrick Mahomes was gone. I wouldn't leave until they told me, hey, man, we don't want you here anymore. That's what happens when you get a great player. I mean, I don't think Phil Jackson woke up on a day-to-day basis and said, oh, man, I'm sick of coaching Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan quit and left and retired. They broke the team up, and Phil Jackson's like, all right, I'm done. We're all done. And then he had the benefit of coaching, I don't know, some other two dudes named Kobe and Shaq. So I don't think Tony Dungy would have had the same success if he decided to stick around another 10 years, because I think we saw the writing on the wall. We saw the reality that Peyton Manning didn't last that long. Like, what's to be is to be for one dude don't mean that it's to be for another one. And, yeah, by the way, he mentioned he really likes Tony Dungy. So do I. Tony Dungy is a very nice guy. I've met and had the opportunity to chat with him and his wife. Good people. I like them. I don't know. Maybe Tony Dungy goes home and he's, you know, I don't know, beating up whatever, being a mean you-know-what. But according to me, nice guy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric, he's here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to see if you agree with me on this. I think maybe in the future, I don't think there's going to be more dynasties. You know, Tom Brady, he was taking a pay cut. back when people weren't being paid outrageous contracts. And so you look at the last two Super Bowls, Joe Burrow made it on his last year of his rookie contract to the Super Bowl, and then Jalen Hurts made it to the Super Bowl on his last year of his rookie contract. It seems, and then Purdy this year is on a rookie contract. It seems that these teams that have quarterbacks on rookie contracts are too loaded. So I think do you think that's going to make it where we're not going to see a team win it over and over and over again like the Patriots did in the past?
Nah, not necessarily. And you know what, that deal with Tom Brady leaving money on the table at that stage of his life, it's not like Tom Brady needed the money. At the point he was married to a supermodel who was making more money than him. I know it's hard for some people to believe. And at that point, I think he was financially set and he was secure. Having said that, we're only, and I said this and I agree with you in this regard, we're only going to see one New England Patriots. We saw what they've done over that 20-year span from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick before Tom Brady decided to bounce. I have no idea what we will or won't see from the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, over that 20-year span, they won six championships. Count them, six. What the hell is Patrick Mahomes going to do? I don't know. Is he going to end his career with only two championships? Is he going to add three more? Is he going to dominate the record books, which we know is now being dominated even more because everybody's just throwing the rock around? Running backs are now glorified slot receivers. So I'm not going to say that we're not going to see another team run it. We have no idea what the Chiefs may do. And when it comes down to the salary cap, something that we also have to keep in mind is, yeah, the quarterbacks might be making, you know, $50 million right now at the top, 50, 52, 53, 54, Joe Burrow. The NFL is making more money. As the NFL makes more money, over time, the salary cap increases. I remember when Dak Prescott got his big deal, and it was just like, oh, my God, Dak is making $40 million. Dak is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Well, man, now the dudes who are top are making almost $15 million more than him. And so the cap is always going to go up for the most part. And the league, they're going to make money hand over fist. So I wouldn't lean towards that stopping dynasties. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, it seems like they redo his contract to a certain degree every couple of years. He's sitting at 45-ish per. And, yeah, we know that he needs some receiving help. But I'm not going to sweat it in the long run, man. Who knows? Ask me in, I don't know, 15 years what's going on with the Chiefs, okay?
Right on, JR. Have a good show. Go Blue.
You as well, Eric. Thank you for calling from Texas. You talk about Go Blue. They're getting ready to be in action in about, I don't know, 10 minutes from now. Yeah, we got Washington. We got Michigan. I'm giving the edge to Washington. I want to see how many points Michigan can put up. And I want to see if Michigan can control the ball. I want to see if they can, I don't want to say stop, but if they can stop them, God bless them, then they'll walk away with the championship. I just don't know if they could keep up with Washington offensively, and I think Washington can hold it down on a defense. Let's see if Michigan can control the game. We'll find out sooner than later. The national championship getting ready to be underway in approximately 10 minutes. We'll get a kickoff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I told you about Tiger Woods ending a relationship. I'll tell you with who and with what. And then, yeah, we'll talk about this national championship. I'm ready for them to go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? Yeah, we're getting ready for Michigan and Washington. Michigan getting ready to make its way on out the tunnel. We got smoke and Harbaugh leading the way. We got the lady running out with the flag and pyrotechnics. And then a few seconds ago, when I was able to listen to this during the break here in the studio, Fantasia from American Idol, Fantasia came out and she sang the national anthem. And anytime I have ever heard, and I'm not saying I've heard every word out of Fantasia's mouth, but damn it, that lady, she could sing, man. I've never heard Fantasia utter a word or sing a word that wasn't just perfect. just absolutely amazing as the Washington Huskies make their way out onto the field is now. Fire and smoke and pyrotechnics. And in a few minutes, we'll get all of this out the way and we'll actually have a football game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kurt is here from California. Let's talk to Kurt and then I'll tell you about Tiger Woods, what's going on with him and Nike. Hey, Kurt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for accepting my call. Just real quick, I'd like to ask you a question. There's Penick. I'm mispronouncing his name. But a lot of people have talked about how good of a quarterback he is, and he is. He's really a good quarterback.
Michael Penn from Washington?
Yeah. However, my point is, why is everybody telling the Bears then to draft Caleb Williams? And I'll listen to your answer off the air.
Well, thank you, Kurt. And take care of that beeping. I don't know what's going on there. Whatever it is, I hope it's not violent. I hear beeping like that. I'm like, is it his car? Is it at the microwave? Is he in the process of trying to detonate a bomb? Is he trying to disarm a bomb? I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, Kurt, when it comes to Michael Penix Jr., he's been riddled with injuries here throughout his college career. Multiple knee surgeries, a shoulder issue. He's been around for 6 years. He's 23 years old. He is what he is at this point. And that might be a good thing because he might be able to just roll out of college and roll into the NFL and have the ultimate success. Maybe we're looking at him like C.J. Stroud. Maybe he's leading a team to the playoffs next season. We don't know. Nobody knows. And so why are people looking at the Chicago Bears, or why are you saying people are pushing Williams to the Bears? Because the Bears need to do a whole lot of development, okay? And I've heard this as well. You know, is Justin Fields going to stick around? Are they going to get rid of him? Are they going to start fresh and new? It looks like Eberflus, the head coach, don't look like he's going anywhere. And then when it comes down to Justin Fields, we're going to find out soon enough. Are they going to trade back? Are they going to keep number one and get a QB? Are they going to take another QB even if they trade back? We have no idea. We got plenty of time to get into that as Michigan and Washington get ready for the coin toss. And the uniforms are pretty badass, by the way. I like what they're wearing. Michigan's out there in the navy blue, dark blue. Washington all white with the gold helmets. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, tonight we've talked a lot about relationships that have ended. We've only had two coaches that were NFL, Ron Rivera, and then also Arthur Smith. We have no idea what the hell is going on with Bill Belichick. Not surprising there. I think that's going to take a few days or a few weeks to figure out what needs to happen or what should happen. I think Bill Belichick will ultimately be gone. I don't think it'll be a firing. I think there'll be some type of agreement for him to move on and likely move on to another team. In another world, the world of golf, today, that Tiger Woods and Nike are moving on. After 27 years, after Tiger Woods banking about $500 million in contracts with Nike, they're done. They're finished. The relationship is over. And I don't want to say the writing was on the wall, but this has been something that has been in the works for quite some time. It was like 2016 where Nike said, we ain't making clubs. We ain't making golf balls. We ain't doing none of this no more. We ain't making enough money here to be playing around in the golf playpen. It's not happening. And so also more recently, Nike has let everybody know that they're trying to cut about $2 billion of expenses. And so where do you do that? In golf. And at the same time, if you think about Tiger Woods, this is somebody who's been dealing with injuries. This is someone who's been dealing with controversy and accidents, and he's older. Nike got everything that they needed to get out of Tiger Woods as a pitchman. They signed this dude to, at the time, which was the richest endorsement deal of any athlete, when they decided to give him $40 million. And then they gave him contracts of $100 million and $200 million. What more is there for Tiger Woods to do with Nike when it comes down to golf? The answer is Nothing. Tiger Woods put this up on social media. Over 27 years ago, I was fortunate to start a partnership with one of the most iconic brands in the world. The days since have been filled with so many amazing moments and memories. If I started naming them, I could go on forever. His agent said it was time for the next chapter. Amazing run, great partnership. Nike also said in a photo, in a social media post, it was a hell of a round, Tiger. Tiger, you challenged your competition, stereotypes, conventions, the old school way of thinking. You challenged the entire institution of golf. You challenged us, and most of all, yourself. And for that challenge, we're grateful. No more Tiger Woods, at least with his relationship with Nike. Let's also keep in mind that Tiger Woods, following his accidents, his surgeries, whether it be to his back, his knee, his leg, which at one point, following his car accident, they thought might have to be amputated, Tiger Woods hasn't been out there on that course. He hasn't been wearing Nikes. Tiger Woods came back wearing FootJoy shoes. FootJoy. And you know, most people I know who wear FootJoy shoes, they happen to be like senior citizens. That's just the facts. And so if Tiger Woods is not even walking around in Nike, I mean, what are we doing here? It's wild stuff. Anyway, congratulations on a long run. 27 years, $500 million. Not the worst marketing deal that anyone has ever signed. And let's see what happens with Tiger Woods. As we know, he's just trying to play, I don't know, trying to play one tournament a month. If his body can certainly hold up, he got to be 47 years old right now, sitting on 15 majors. And God knows he'd be hard-pressed to go out there and pass Jack Nicklaus, who still has 18. Good luck, Tiger Woods. It's like to see him out there. Maybe he can get close. You never know. Anyway, speaking of another Nike athlete, I need to get this out the way because he certainly made news over the weekend as well. Let me just set the table here in the most eloquent of ways. If you don't know this, the Lakers suck. Yes, the Los Angeles Lakers suck. And what Nike athlete am I going to tell you about? The one named LeBron James. The LeBron James, who is currently leading a Los Angeles Lakers team at 39 years old. And they got a record of 18-19. It was about a month ago that the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA's first in-season tournament. And since then, the Lakers have sucked. They're on a four-game losing streak, or excuse me, my apologies. They just beat the Clippers on Saturday. Before that, they were on a four-game losing streak. Before that, they only had two wins in a span of about 10 games as they bottomed out at one point having a record of 14-9. Now they're 18-19. And on Friday, after their fourth straight loss to Memphis, no less, LeBron James led the way with 32 points. The Memphis Grizzlies beat him 127-113. And LeBron James spoke to the media. He didn't bail out on Darvin Ham, didn't crap on him. He just sat there with the media. And LeBron James, unfortunately, was asked a question from, it sounded like, a Spanish reporter about Ricky Rubio. The Spanish reporter, after a loss that had nothing to do with Ricky Rubio, wanted to ask LeBron about Rubio's recent retirement. Listen to this.
I'm not really in the mood to answer that question, but I respect Ricky. Congratulations on a hell of a career. And if I don't seem sincere when you see this video, it's because we got our ass whooped again, and I apologize. So it was actually bad timing on the interviewer asking me this question. It's not me, Ricky, so congratulations.
Damn. Wow. And by the way, it sounded like we didn't hear the reporter there, but it sounded like the reporter did come over from Spain. He certainly had a Spanish accent from Spain. And I'm sure he flew in from wherever the hell he was at, or maybe he was in town. I don't know. Got himself a media credential, was able to get into the Lakers locker room. And after that ass whooping, a fourth straight loss by the Lakers, he asked LeBron about Ricky Rubio. Did LeBron have to take the guy down like that? Maybe not. But he let the reporter know exactly what was on his mind, and I don't think that reporter is, I don't think you're going to be talking to LeBron or answer or getting questions answered from LeBron anytime soon. The Lakers will be back in action tomorrow, a home game against Toronto, as Michigan, the Wolverines, go on the board. A touchdown by Edwards, who takes it to the house. 41-yard rushing touchdown by Donovan Edwards. And Michigan is on the board. And we'll have an opportunity to see how Washington and the offense decide to go out there and answer back. We've seen blood. Michigan draws blood. It's only an extra point away from them going up 7-0. It's what they want to do, run the ball. And they've certainly started off hot here. Michigan already getting things going. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. LeBron James, certainly controversial. On the other side, we're going to hear from some other controversial folks. Aaron Rodgers spoke. Draymond Green spoke. The national championship is underway. Michigan's up 7-0. We'll talk about it all here on CBS Sports Radio.